Thank you for joining me. This is Jacqueline Francis.
Okay, guys, so we are live on Facebook, streaming on Facebook via Zoom, and I have a special guest with me, and her name is Sophia Pereza. I hope that I have pronounced that correctly. So if you guys, I hope I pronounced it correctly. So I'm just going to jump over to this page here. And hi, Sophia, can you say hello to our guests?
Hi, lovely, how are you?
Okay, I'm sure they're fine. Okay, there we go. So I can see you there. I don't know if I can split my screen. Anyway, we're live and I'm talking to Sophia. So Sophia, say hi to us, to our viewers for me, please.
Hola, hola, hola a todos. Hoy vamos a hablar un tema que es muy importante y ya no es un tabú como antes se solía decir. Hoy vamos a hablar sobre un tema muy importante para todas estas mujeres que se sienten solas y estamos aquí para apoyarlo como un ejemplo de haber podido sobresalir de un tema como el que vamos a tocar hoy, ¿no?
Right, okay. She's
basically saying hi to everyone, and she's introducing what she's going to talk about, like the topic that she's going to talk about, what she's been through, and all the moments and everything.
Okay, that's fine. I want to see if I can share the screen so our viewers can see you as well. I'm new at this, so we're all learning together, and But Sophia, tell us about, you're a survivor of domestic abuse, so can you share your story with us?
Dice, hola Sofía, estamos hablando de violencia de género y quisiera saber si tú podrías decirnos tu historia.
Claro.
Poco a poco, contándome.
Claro, claro que puedo contarles parte de mi historia, de mi oscuro momento a mi realidad actual.
Yes, she said, yes, of course, I'm here to talk about it and I'm just going to talk about the darkest time to the time that she is right now.
Okay. Go ahead.
Bueno, a todos, Sofía, mi nombre es quiero darles darle un parte de mi historia. Pues yo me casé muy joven, ¿no? Yo me casé con 19 años. Ya para los 20, ella tenía a mi hija, que es ella, Brisa.
She's saying, yeah, my name is Jennifer. So my story started when I was like 19. And I had my first daughter, which is me, Brisa.
Y me casé pues con un hombre mayor que me llevaba 15 años mayor que yo, el padre de mi hija.
And she got married with they had a really big gap, yeah. So that was the father of my daughter.
15 años mayor que yo.
It was actually 15 years gap of.
Pues todo el comienzo era todo muy bien, todo muy perfecto, pero luego él empezó a dar unos cambios. Con palabras ofensivas.
At the start, everything was good, everything was perfect, but then something switched and started with words, like offensive words.
Yeah.
Él empezó con palabras ofensivas, a prohibirme de no ir a ver a mi madre, a mi familia.
It started with offensive words, and then he got to words like saying that she's not allowed to go out and go see her mom.
Y pues me quería tener en un círculo cerrado. Me decía que no me podía reír porque yo ya era una mujer con hijo. No podía estar yo usando un tipo de ropa, cosas que él me quería poner con vestidos largos.
So it got to the step that he just wanted her to be in like this little sack or like only like, because she was saying that now that you're a mom, you can't do these certain things like wearing this type of clothes like when I met you, or like say the kind of stuff or like laugh about the stuff that that you're laughing about that is not funny now because you don't look good anymore because you've got a daughter now. Like,
pues eso yo al principio decía, como ya estoy casada, pues tengo que aceptar lo que mi esposo dice. Tengo que aceptar lo que él me dice. Él me dice que su única familia es mi esposo, mi hija y yo, nadie más. Que mi familia ya no existe en el entorno mío.
And she's got to the point that she thought that she's got to listen because he was telling her, the only family you've got is me, your daughter, and the family won't be there for you. It's only like, this is your family now, so this is what you need to do, like, you need to stay with us.
So, how did that make her feel? How did that make her feel?
Mal, porque yo necesitaba a mi familia, a mi mamá, la necesitaba, y él me decía que ya yo me olvidara que su familia, que tu familia no sirve al entorno mío, que es tu familia, siempre menospreciaba a mi familia.
She said that she was literally feeling really sad because she wanted her mom, like everyone else, like your mom is the one that should protect you of everything, and she wanted to run and go to her mom, but he was saying that what is your mom gonna do now? I'm here, like I'm the one that says the thing. So what's your mom gonna do? Like what's gonna change?
Was that in the UK or in Peru?
Peru.
Okay.
Y era siempre poniéndome que yo no servía para esto, que tú no sirves para lo otro. Y sí, agradecele a Dios que tú estás conmigo.
And he was always tough comments like, oh, you can't do this. Like, you try your hardest, but you're not going to do it. I don't know why you're trying. Like minimizing her. Right. And that saying like, oh, you are lucky I'm with you because you can't do this kind of stuff. Other person won't be with you.
Y era constante, ¿no?
And it was constant.
Tenía que hablar, ya tenía que decirle a mi madre que venga cuando él salía a trabajar para verla un rato. Y yo en ese momento, pues, escuchaba lo que él me decía, porque ya al salir de mi casa con una niña, yo pensaba que tenía que aceptar todo lo que él decía, tenía que aceptar lo que él me determinaba, ¿no?
So he also got to the point that whenever he would go to work, this is when it was the time for her to call her mom and be like, oh, you can come now, or like, I want to see you. For like this little time. And because in her mind, she was like convinced that she had to like listen, like she's got a daughter. This was in the 2000. This happened in 2000. And yeah, she had a little daughter. She's staying at home. So she thinks this is the right thing to do.
Okay. Okay. So did your mother try to tell your husband to come and let you visit her or not?
Tu mamá decía a tu marido que ella, que dejara visitarle allá.
Mi mamá nunca se enteró de los problemas que yo tuve.
Her mom didn't really knew about the problem that she had because she didn't share.
Porque ella decía que si yo salía de su casa, yo tenía que aguantar todo lo que mi marido hablaba en casa.
Because her mom said that when the minute that she steps out, that's what she's gonna do, like, and whatever the man is gonna say, or if he decided to leave them, that's it.
Right. So how long did this go on for?
¿Cuánto tiempo esto duró?
4 o 5 años.
Four or five years.
Okay. So how did she find, Sophia, how did you find the strength to leave? How did you leave?
Sorry, I lost you there.
How did you leave? How did you manage to get out of the marriage?
¿Cómo saliste de esa matrimonio?
Porque ya no eran solo insultos, ya no eran ofensas, ya empezó a pegarme. Me metía cachetadas y porque muchas veces yo salía a trabajar y él me decía que tú te, porque yo ganaba más dinero que él. Él me decía que yo que me creía. No.
Because it wasn't like only words. It got to the point he started to hit her, like physically. Oh. And he also thought that because she wanted to work, so she started like working little times. Because he thought she was gonna earn more money than her. Oh. Then this is when he was like getting like, okay, like this can happen.
Porque muchas veces salía a trabajar. En mi país se usa mucho que el hombre sale a trabajar a los taxis. Y él ya salía a trabajar y cuando llegaba a casa no traía dinero.
In her country, normally the man works as a taxi man. So he used to work as that, but every time he come back home, that he won't have no money.
Right. So he didn't want her to work.
No, she said that whenever he will go to work, he will never bring no money. Like you've worked a whole day, he will never come back with money. Like there was always like an accident, this happened, so I couldn't have this or this kind of stuff.
Entonces cuando yo dije voy a ayudar en casa, voy a trabajar, y es lo que hice, trabajar para estar bien los tres, ¿no? Pero ya era que él empezaba a reclamarme que porque yo salía, que porque lo esto, hasta que ya yo escuchaba a mis amigas, porque yo les contaba, me decía no aguantes Jennifer, no aguantes más.
Yeah, so when she saw that there was no money and then she saw that she's got the family, no money is provided. So she had the thought to start working. And this is when he didn't like it and he would start like swearing towards her, saying like offensive stuff. And then obviously, as she didn't speak to her family, she would go to like her friends back then and talk to them. And then her friends would say, like, you shouldn't be allowing this, like, you shouldn't be accepting this kind of stuff. Mm. So this is like when she start talking to her friends and like listening to them.
Y pues yo me ponía un stop porque...
Sorry?
I was just asking, are you okay to continue?
¿Estás bien para continuar?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
yo pues me ponía un, como decir, un, intentaba no tener problemas con él porque él era de una condición social de su familia con dinero. Y él siempre me decía, si te vas de mi casa, te vas tú sola porque mi hija se queda conmigo.
And yeah, so this when she started working, but she's always had this like thing in her mind because he was from a level like it's called like low, medium, and like let's say poor, medium, and rich. He was like he had a good family, so she would like don't say stuff, so don't make any arguments or anything. But then he would just say, like, if you decide to leave, like, just leave. Like, but I'm just telling you that our daughter is going to stay home with me. Like, you will go by yourself if you decide to leave. But my daughter stayed with me. So that's the scare that she had.
Wow. How did your friends help you? How did you manage to leave?
¿Cómo te ayudaron tus amigas?
Yo vivía junto a una señora, a Doña Flor, que siempre le contaba lo que pasaba, ¿no? Y ella me decía, Jenny, no aguantes más, si tu hija, tú sabes trabajar, tú sabes hacer dinero, tú puedes criar a tu hija, no necesitas que aguantar, ¿no? Y Doña Flor siempre estaba presente ahí, ¿no? Porque como no podía ver a mi mamá ni a mis hermanos, pues yo me refugiaba en Doña Flor, porque Doña Flor siempre me aconsejaba, ¿no?
She's saying that she had a neighbor, and then that she would always go and talk to her, because it's like, it was her mom, that she can go and like go and talk to her about everything, and she would always be really like positive and be like, you shouldn't handle this because you're a woman and then you can't start working. And I'm 100% sure you're going to stabilize, like it's going to be, you're going to have your money, you're going to be with your daughter, that you don't need him.
Y ella me, siempre me ayudaba cuando yo salía a trabajar y ella se quedaba con mi hija.
She will always help her as well with her daughter. Mm-hmm. And she will always like, let me see. Her, that she would support her with childcare.
Right, right. So, how did you end up in the UK?
¿Cómo acabaste en UK?
Uy, resulta que me separo de él en el 2003. En ese entonces me separé porque ya no me alzó la mano y yo dije, ya no más. Mi mamá también se puso mal.
So this happened in
2003.
Before that, when she got to the UK, so this was like 2003, and she literally like just decided that she doesn't want to be in that relationship anymore. Her mom got really sick as well. She was really ill.
Y me puse fuerte. Mi mamá estaba mal y él no dejaba que yo vaya a ver a mi madre. Yo le dije, no más. Me acuerdo que salí a trabajar y vine por la noche y él me alzó la mano. Y fui a hablar con Doña Flor a decirle que me había pegado para ir a poner una denuncia. Pero en mi país no. La mujer no está escuchada, mejor dicho.
So her mom got really ill and she just wanted to spend most of the time with her. And everything, but he won't let her. Like, he won't let her, and she came on the night when she went to see her, and he just, like, beat her up. So, she went to talk to the neighbor that she was, it was really helpful for her, and she wanted to go to the police and say something. But, obviously, in the country where she's from, if you do that, like, you know, nothing is going to be for a while.
Oh, right. Okay. Right. So, I mean, I was reading that in Peru, there is a high rate of domestic abuse in Peru.
Estaba leyendo y dije que hay un nivel muy alto en Perú de doméstica, de violencia.
Sí, hay mucho, muchas veces nos callamos o por vergüenza o por miedo, o porque muchas veces la familia, en vez de ayudarte, te hunde más, no te ayuda. La propia familia te empuja a seguir con esa misma persona que te está maltratando.
Yeah, sometimes it's because you feel that you need to stay there because you feel alone, that you don't have anyone. And sometimes it's also because your family give you their back. Like you think you can like come with them, but they won't support you and support the other person.
So if there was someone out there, maybe from your community or, you know, in Peru or in the UK, what message, if they are going through what you went through, what message do you want to give to them?
¿Qué mensaje les quisiera dar si alguien que está viendo está en Perú o aquí en Inglaterra?
Pues decirles de que no están solas, de que siempre cuenten lo que lo digan, que se lo comenten a su amiga. Siempre vas a escuchar de una amiga buena, te va a decir, hagamos esto.
She's saying to you're not alone and never be quiet. And you will always gonna have people around that are gonna be good and give you good like stuff to do, like telling you the good thing to do, but you're also gonna have bad people telling you the things that, for example, you should stay, but you've already been here for ages. So
sí, hablen, díganlo, porque aparte de que sufrimos nosotros, sufren nuestros hijos. El primer episodio que yo pasé con el padre de mi hija, también lo pasé con el padre de mi hijo.
Sí, so never be quiet, and because you think you suffering yourself, but the people around, like your children, also suffer. And also this happened to me. My first marriage with my first daughter, and this also happened in my second marriage with my little boy.
Oh, right. So it's happened twice.
Yeah, in Spain, porque de Peru me fui a vivir a murió mi madre y me vine a vivir a España.
Yes, it happened twice. I lived in Peru and my mom died. So I decided to go to Spain, and this is when it happened.
Okay. So did the children come to the UK with you?
Vinieron los niños contigo en Inglaterra.
Sí, me traje a mis hijos porque el padre de mi hijo, donde me veía, me pegaba y estaba... Ese hombre no podía verme en cualquier lado ya después de habernos separado y mi miedo era que él, pues yo qué sé, que me matara a golpes y mis hijos y salí de España con engaños para Londres.
Yes, I came here as like lies because I wanted to leave the country, Spain, where I currently was living, because in anywhere I will go and my second husband will see me, he will beat me up in front of like anywhere, like streets, bar, restaurant, everything. Like, and yeah, like she's trying to like escape with her children because she knew if one day he would have done something that maybe she wasn't gonna be sitting here.
So you're happier. How long have you been in the UK? You're happy, obviously happier now in the UK.
Wow. Voy a cumplir 7 años en Londres y le agradezco a Dios de haberme dado este camino a Londres. Londres me ha dado la oportunidad de retomar lo que yo siempre he querido hacer, de trabajar, de que mis hijos estén bien, aprendan otra lengua. Y este país me lo ha dado.
And she's saying, I've been here for 7 years, and I thank God so much to bring me here. This country has been able to give me all the dreams that I had before, that she's committed right now, and she's doing it bit by bit.
Sí, este país me da muchas oportunidades. Mira, soy modelo, soy chef, tengo un programa de caterings de mi comida de mi país. Toda la gente que me pueda necesitar en cualquier organización.
Yeah, the countries have taught me a lot of things. I can say that I'm a model. I can say that I'm a chef. I can say, yeah. I can say that I'm able to help people whenever they need. That before I couldn't be able to do it.
Catherine, nombre.
She's also got. I also got a Catherine with my mom's name.
Okay. Well done. So you've done very well.
Yes.
I'm happy for you.
Pero siempre de la mano de Dios, ¿no? Dios me ha dado luz en el camino. Me he encontrado gente positiva, gente que sin saber mi idioma me ha ayudado.
But always with the hand of God, I have found a lot of positive people in this country. Even if I don't speak English, they were able to help me. And yes,
well done. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much, Sophia and Jennifer. It's Jennifer, isn't it? For interpreting for me. Thank you so much for sharing your story and trying to encourage other women that it is possible to get out of that relationship.
Thank you. Muchísimas gracias. Me agradezco a mí por hacerle la interpretación. Y te agradezco a ti por estar aquí y dar tu información, ¿no? Que has dado a otras mujeres que igual lo están pasando.
Sí, mujeres, por favor, mujeres, lo único que les pido, toquen puertas, no dejen que les maltraten. Ustedes son muy inteligentes, son unas mujeres de poder. Si hemos podido llevar un bebé 9 meses y traerlos al mundo, podemos salir adelante. No se cierren, no se cierren con un hombre.
She's saying, women are out there. Open your doors, get out. Do the things that you've got in your mind, all your goals. Don't close your doors because of a man. You can do it and you will do it.
Well said.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to end it there. Thank you. Thank you so much for being part of this conversation. Thank you. Take care.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Bye.